Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, June the 7th, and here's your daily. Paladins Champions of the Realm has been officially announced for the Nintendo Switch. An announcement trailer was released today on Nintendo's YouTube channel. Paladins is a class-based hero team shooter from Hi-Rez Studios, the makers of Smite. It'll be released as a free-to-play game later this year, but you can get early access on June the 12th by purchasing the Founders Pack for $29.99, which unlocks all champions and their voice packs. I don't know anything about this game, but it looks a lot like another game that people have been requesting for the Switch. I wonder, what's another popular class-based team shooter? Beats me. Well, at least we have Paladins. Publisher and developer XSEED has confirmed that they will be the publisher for the game Freedom Planet coming to the Switch. It was recently teased by Galaxy Trail on Twitter. If you don't know about Freedom Planet, it's an indie game highly influenced by Sonic the Hedgehog games on the Sega Genesis. The release will be sometime this fall digitally on the Switch eShop. Let's just keep the announcements going. Anyone remember Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes? Well, it's been announced to hit the Switch this summer. It's a popular game on virtual reality platforms where a person is trying to defuse a bomb and everyone else is reading through a manual giving instructions on how to defuse it to the person interacting with the bomb. It's loads of fun and will be a great addition to the Switch. A brand new Switch demo for Shining Resonance Refrain will be available on June the 12th. If you don't know about it, the Shining series is an RPG series from Sega and started back in 1991 on the Sega Master Drive. The most popular games in the series were called Shining Force. Fast forward to now, this will be the first game in America from the Shining series since 2007. So, with that said, give the demo a try next week. For those who carry their Nintendo Switch around and worry about battery life, they're finally officially licensed battery power banks from Anker in Japan. Not to be confused with Anker, that hosts our podcast, Anker spelled A-N-K-E-R, have two power bank options at 13,400 milliamp hours and 20,100 milliamp hours. Both power banks support the Nintendo Switch logo on them. Unfortunately, they may break your bank, as it ranges from 60 to 90 US dollars. They're currently available only on AnkerJapan.com. We'll see if they bring them over to the West. Based on a version of the Twitch E3 show schedule released on Twitch's blog, the Nintendo Direct segment next Tuesday is scheduled to be 45 minutes long. Once this information started making the rounds, Twitch edited their schedule, only showing that the Nintendo Direct starts at 9 a.m. Pacific without an ending time. People are still thinking that it'll be 45 minutes long, but being a schedule from Twitch and not directly from Nintendo, it could definitely be shorter. In any case, just make sure that you have your alarm set for Tuesday, June the 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern for the Nintendo Direct at E3. And that's all for today, but before we go, let's do a giveaway. If you made it this far, you have a chance to win. So for those who still have a Wii U or a Nintendo 3DS, I have a few games that I'd like to give away. Just do one of two things. One, leave me a voice message on the Anchor app, or two, send a tweet on Twitter with hashtag Nintendo Seconds. Make sure it's one word and spelled correctly. Tomorrow, I'll choose a winner or two and give a free 3DS or Wii U game. Easy as that. So, with that said, if you have any feedback, feel free to leave me a voice message or send me a tweet at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.